With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. There's no denying that our agricultural system would not be where we are today without the Cooperative Extension Service. This critical research and education infrastructure has been instrumental in California's evolution as one of the most productive agricultural regions in the world. But as with other states, funding for cooperative extension has been squeezed in recent years. Most all of us have benefited either directly or indirectly from these programs, and many turned out in support of cooperative extension on Giving Tuesday. Glenda Humiston is the Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources for the University of California System.
Well, we're particularly excited this year because we had a 49% increase over last year. When you consider that the conventional wisdom was that giving would be down, that's quite phenomenal. I think we had a couple hundred new donors that had never given before, and a lot of them just commented about how much they really love the programs.
Although Giving Tuesday has passed, the UCANR accepts donations year-round on their website, where Humiston says donors can specify where their funds are directed.
You can donate to any one of the 12 statewide programs. You can donate to any one of the 58 counties. You can donate to one of the research extension centers. You can even donate to a specific program like Master Gardeners in your specific county.
This has been your California Ag Today report. I'm Tim Hammerich.